The New Hampshire primary is 6 days away, and we have a primary primer for you. Earlier this week, our state impact reporter Emily Corwin put 10 questions to each of the candidates for governor, and she's posted each of their answers by topic on our website today. I've asked Emily to join me in the studio. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Brady.
So what did you find?
Well, it looks like almost all the candidates are taking some of the same cues because every single one says that the most important issue this season is the economy. It's jobs, jobs, jobs. How they're going to fix the economy, it really depends on who you're going to ask.
So it's jobs, 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 not taxes, taxes, taxes. Although we should say taxes have come up in this race for governor. Four of the candidates have decided to take the pledge against sales or income tax. Three Republicans and one Democrat. Jackie Cilley, of course, has decided not to take the pledge, talking about pledge zombies. And Bill Kennedy has also said he won't take the pledge. But you went further. You asked the candidates if they could ever envision a time where they would reconsider the pledge.
When it comes to the pledge, Republican candidate Ovid LaMontagne, he says that, quote, he could not envision a scenario under which implementing a broad-based tax would be necessary. So he's really against any broad-based taxes ever. Kevin Smith is just as adamant. He wrote that a sales or income tax would destroy the state's economy. But Democrat Maggie Hassan takes a much less hardline stance. She says she'll veto any broad-based tax because she says she knows that we can fund our priorities without one. And as we've heard before, Jackie Cilley calls the pledge a political gimmick, although she doesn't go so far as to say she actually wants to implement a broad-based tax. Democrat Bill Kennedy does go that far. He says that the only fair option is a single-rate income tax for everyone who earns more than $40,000 a year.
Now, some of the issue questions you posed to the candidates fell along, not surprisingly, very partisan lines.
Yeah, like the right to work laws. Those prohibit required union membership. The Democrats hate them. The Republicans love them. Another party line question had to do with public pensions. And as you might predict, the Republican candidates support moving new employees to a 401k-style defined contribution plan, while the Democrats oppose it. But that is except for Bill Kennedy, the sort of underdog Democrat candidate, who said that he needs to do more research but was inclined to support the defined contribution plan.
You also asked the candidates whether they think lawmakers should reconsider legalizing same-sex marriage. And what did they say on that?
Yeah, this was interesting, too. While all three Democrats enthusiastically said no, they want to keep same-sex marriage in New Hampshire, the Republican candidates had different takes. Both LaMontagne and Kevin Smith agreed that it's not a priority. They wouldn't, you know, recommend the legislature take another look at this. But they both said that they would sign a bill repealing same-sex marriage. The difference being that LaMontagne left it at that, whereas Smith was sort of trying to have it both ways on this one. He said that he would repeal same-sex marriage, but only if the bill restored civil unions and grandfathered in existing same-sex marriages.
Emily, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Brady. Thanks.
That's State Impact reporter Emily Corwin. You can read her whole primary primer with all three Democrats and all three Republicans running for governor and their stances on all the issues. That's at our website, nhpr.org.